Emirat Hashem, we're going to learn Brachos Daf Nun Hey. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Dalet Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, V'oma Rav Yehuda, Shloisha Dvorim Hamarich Bohen Marichin Yomov Ushnoisov Shel Odom. There are three things that if one does them in a prolonged fashion, they cause a person's days and years to be prolonged. Hamarich Bitfilosoi. If somebody spends a long time davening, V'amarich Al Shulchonoi, if somebody spends a long time sitting at his table when he eats, V'amarich Bebeis HaKisei, if somebody spends a long time relieving himself in the bathroom. And the Gemara is going to explain, V'amarich Bitfilosoi Ma'al Yusehi, are you suggesting that it's advantageous to spend a lengthy amount of time davening? V'omer of Chia Bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Chia Bar Abba not say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol hamarich bitfilosoi, anybody who prolongs his tefillah, uma'ayin ba, and he is ma'ayin, he contemplates and he assumes that in the merit of the length of his tefillah and the kavona, the concentration he had in his tefillah, that he's actually deserving and expecting his tefillahs to be fulfilled. So if Bali de Ke'ev Lev, what's eventually going to happen is he's going to have heartache. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Toicheles Memushocha, somebody who spends a prolonged amount of time in Tefillah, Machlo Lev, he's going to end up getting a pain and sick in his heart. Vom Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok writes, said, There are three things that in Shamayim it causes them to look into this person and see how worthy he is as a person, and it can bring them up, his averus, because once they're looking into him with a magnifying glass, they're going to see all the little things he's done wrong. And which three things cause the Shamayim to look into the deeds of a person? Ve'eluhem is the following three. Kir notui, if somebody gets too close to a dangerously weak and leaning wall, and putting oneself in a place of danger, in Shemayim they say, why is he so confident that everything's going to be okay, the wall's not going to fall down? He obviously thinks that he's a big tzaddik. Well, let's check. V'iyun tefillah, somebody who, after spending time davening, he's ma'ayan and he expects his tefillahs to be fulfilled. Umoyser din al chaveri la shemaim, if somebody who's got into a brawl with his friend, and instead of going to a Beis Din and letting Beis Din take care of it, he says to Hashem, Hashem, you sort it out. As if to say, I'm okay, you take care of my friend. And then the heavenly courts say, well, let's see if you're that okay that you think you are. So we see from here that iun tefillah, which is consequent to a long tefillah, it's going to cause him heartache, and it's going to cause them to remember his averus, and that's clearly not going to help him have a long life. So how does that fit in with what we said, what Rav Yehuda said, that somebody who spends a long time as marich b'tfilosoi is actually a skula that marichin yomov u'shnoisov? Says the Gemara, Holo Ikashya, we can explain this. Hod ma'ayin bo, hod loy ma'ayin bo. Somebody who spends a long time davening, but does not, as a consequent and result of that, think to himself, now that I've davened well, I expect my tefillahs to be answered, then it's good. Not only it's good, it's advantageous, it's a skula farichas yomim. But somebody who's ma'ayin and consequent to his lengthy tefillah, he's expecting his tefillahs to be answered, That's not good. Ve'hecha ovid, and it's very not clear in the Mefarshim what these few words in the Gemara mean. But it seems the Gemara is going back and saying, why would a person spend a long time davening? Presumably to make sure he has a lot of kavana, and the reason he's spending an excessive amount of time focusing and concentrating is because he expects his tefillahs to be answered. As soon as you say that when you daven, you're not supposed to be doing so with the expectation of your tefillahs being answered, then what are you doing so long with your tefillahs? When it says that Rav Yehuda said that Hamarich b'tfilosoi, then Marichin lo yomov u'shnoisov, what are you spending so long doing? Says the Gemara, de mapish berachmi. He's spending a lot of time davening for Rachmim. And in the places in Tefillah, in Shema Kileinu, in the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he should spend extra time just pouring out his heart and begging Hashem to have mercy on him, not because he deserves it, because he davened so well, but just because Hashem is so merciful. Continues the Gemara. V'hamarich al shulchonoi, Rav Yehuda said that somebody who sits a long time at his table, it's a school of arichas yomim, says the Gemara. Dilma osi anyo v'yohivle. The reason that it's a school of arichas yomim is because the longer you spend at your table, the more chance there's going to be that a poor person will chance upon you and want to join you for your meal. And if the poor person joins you for your meal, you'll be doing a tremendous chesed and tzedakah, and therefore it's a school of arichas yomim. Dichsiv, where do we see that spending time at one's table and just being part of a meal for any length of time is actually advantageous, besides obviously for the skula of being able to support a poor person? Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, HaMizbeach eitz sholosh amos gavoya. The Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdosh of wood was 3 amos tall, uksiv, and further on it says in the Pasuk, Vaidaber Eilai, and he said to me, Zeh HaShulchon Ashalifnei Hashem, this is the table before Hashem. We start talking about the Mizbeach, and suddenly we coin the Mizbeach as being called a table. Posach b'mizbeach v'sayim b'shulchon. Why does the Pasuk start talking about the Mizbeach and end off speaking about the Shulchon? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Omri Tarvayu, they both said, Kol zman shebeis hamikdash kayem, all the while that the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael. The Mizbeach on which we would bring korbanos would atone for the averus of Klal Yisrael. V'achshov, but now that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, Shulchonoi shel odom mechaper olov, a person's table is compared to the Mizbeach, and being at his table is actually going to atone for his averus. The way he does that is by making your table available for a length amount of time for a poor person to come and join. Continues the Gemara. V'hamarich b'beis hakisei. Rav Yehuda said that somebody who spends a lengthy amount of time in the lavatory, in the bathroom, relieving himself, it's a skula farichas yomim. Rashi says, refuah huloi. It acts as a refuah, as a healing for his body. Says the Gemara, Ma'al Yusehi, is it advantageous to spend that long in the bathroom trying to relieve oneself? Votanya, we learnt in a brisa, Asoro Dvorim Mivienes Odom Lidei Tachtoinyos. There are 10 things that cause a person to have an illness called Tachtoinyos. And previously in the Masechto, we pointed out that it's not so clear what this illness is. And they are as follows. Ha'oichel alei konim, somebody who eats the leaves of reeds. Ve'alei gefonim, if somebody eats the leaves of a grapevine. Ve'lulove gefanim, if somebody eats the shoots of the grapevine. U'mayrige vehema, if somebody eats the ridged portions of an animal. Ve'shidroi shel dog, if somebody eats the backbone, the spine bone of a fish. V'dog moliach she'ene mevushel kol tzorkoi, if somebody eats a salted fish that has not been cooked properly. V'ashoisa shimre yayin, somebody who drinks the leftovers, the sidus of wine. V'amekaneach besid, somebody who wipes himself with sid. U'becharsis, or he wipes himself after excusing himself, he does it with little shreds of pottery. Or he wipes himself with the stones that somebody else had already wiped themselves with. And some add, somebody who suspends himself, he squats in the bathroom too long, all these things can cause a person to have this illness called tachtoinyos. So we assume that somebody who spends a long time in the bathroom is suspending himself in the bathroom. So how can you say that spending a long time in the bathroom is a skula for marichin lo yomov ushnoisov? And we just now said that not only is it not marich yomim, it makes a person sick. Says the Gemara loy kasha, ha de marich v'toli, ha de marich v'loy toli. Somebody who spends a long time and squats is in a squatting position, not in a sitting position, that's unhealthy, that can cause him to become sick. But somebody who's spending time making sure that his body is relieved of anything that shouldn't be there, and is not squatting, he's just sitting normally, that is something which is a refuah, it causes healing. Continues the Gemara. Ki ha da'omra lei hahu matrunisa, hahi matrunisa l'Rav Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi. This queen or noblewoman said to Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Ponecha doimim lemegadlei chazerim or lemalvei beribis. Your face is so radiant that it seems that you're engaging either in breeding swine or in lending money with interest. Omar lo, he said to her, no, it cannot be. He made a promise, hemnusa, which is a term as for promise. Ledidi tarvayu asirin, I'm a Jew, and both of these are asa. We're not allowed to be megadel chazerim, and we're not allowed to be malve beribis. You want to know why my face looks so full and so healthy? Elo esrim varbo beisakise ika. There are 24 bathrooms, lavatories, miushpizoi lebei medrasha, between my home and the Beis HaMedrash, dechi azilna, and when I go to the Beis HaMedrash, bedikna nafshoi bekulu, I check with each one, I go in and just to check that my body is completely relieved of anything that shouldn't be in it. And from here, the Gemara is bringing proof that marich bebeis hakisei, not in a squatting position, this has nothing to do with the position that a person is in the bathroom, but just making sure and spending time to make sure that a person's body is totally relieved of anything that shouldn't be there is very advantageous. It's refuah and causes a person to his face to be radiant and to shine. And the Gemara now continues to find sources for these three things. Sefer Torah likreis ve'enei koira. Where do we find that if somebody is called to the Torah and given an opportunity to read from the Torah and he doesn't utilize the opportunity, that he's going to actually have shortened days and years? Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, ki hihu chayecha vo'erech yomecha. The Torah is your life and the Torah is the length of your days. If you're given an opportunity to come to the Torah and you do not use the opportunity, then your days and your years will be shortened. What's the source that if you're given an opportunity to do the Birchas HaMazon on a kois and you don't use the opportunity, that your days and years will be shortened? As it says in the Pasuk, anybody who blesses Avraham Avinu or his descendants, anyone in Klal Yisrael, he will be the one to merit bracha. And if you are a guest in someone's house and he's given you the opportunity to say Birchas HaMazon, and if you say Birchas HaMazon, you're also going to be giving him a bracha, Birchas HaIreach, as we saw in the Gemara previously, that a guest makes a special bracha for the Baal HaBayis. You had an opportunity to give one of Avraham Avinu's descendants a bracha. If you don't use the opportunity, then you will not be deserving of the bracha given to those who are blessing Avraham Avinu's descendants. Continues the Gemara, v'amanig atzmei b'rabonus, somebody who assumes authority, his days and his years are shortened. D'omer b'chom bar chanina, mipnei ma meis Yosef koidim le'echov, why did Yosef HaTzadik pass away before his brothers did, as it's brought down in the Pasuk that Yosef passed away and then all his other brothers passed away? Because he was the one that took on the role of the authority. Continues the Gemara, there are three things that require Hashem's mercy, and one needs to daven extra amount that these things should go well. Melech Toiv, a good king, Shono Toiva, a good year, V'chaloim Toiv, and a good dream. And we're now going to bring sources for this. Says the Gemara, Melech Toiv Dichsiv Palgei Mayim Leiv Melech Beyad Hashem. The Pasuk says that in the same way as streams of water are flowing, so too the hearts of a king flow consequent to being purely and only in Hashem's hands. Hashem is making the hearts of the king flow the way they are. And so therefore, in order to have a good king, you have to turn to Hashem and beg him for mercy. Shana Toiva, Dichsiv, What's the pasuk that shows us that you need to beg mercy in order to have a good year? It says in the pasuk, "Tamid einei Hashem elikecha," bo, the eyes of Hashem are always upon it. Mereishis hashana vad achris shana, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So you see that the year is entirely in Hashem's hands, the way Hashem looks at the year, and therefore you should beg Hashem for mercy. Chaloim toiv, dechsiv v'tachli meini v'chayeni. When Chizkiyo HaMelech became cured, then he said, v'tachli meini, you make me dream, v'chayeni, and that way you give me life. So you see that having a good dream or having dreams gives a person life, and therefore a person should daven for mercy to Hashem that he should have good dreams. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, there are three things that Hashem Himself proclaims. Ve'iluhem, roiv, ro'ov, famine, v'soiva, a plentiful year, or plentiful produce, uparnos toiv, and a good leader. And we're now going to see the sources. Ro'ov, dechsev, what's the source that Hashem is the one that proclaims famine? It says in the pasuk, Kikoro Hashem l'ro'ov. Hashem is the one that called for a famine. Soiva, dechsev, where do we see that Hashem is the one that calls, that proclaims when there should be plentiful year? Because it says in the pasuk, V'korosi es hadogon v'rbeisi oisoi, that I, says Hashem, will call for the grain and will increase it. So you see it's dependent, and Hashem is the one that's proclaiming it. Paranus toiv, where do we see that Hashem is the one that proclaims a good leader? Dechsiv, as it says in the pasuk, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimur, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Re'ei korosi b'shem b'tzalil, see, I have called by the name Bezalel. And the Gemara is now going to explain what was going on there. So you see from that pasuk that Hashem said, Korosi, I was the one that called Bezalel to help the leadership in Klal Yisrael and build the Mishkan. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Ein ma'amidin parnos ala tzibur, one does not appoint a leader on a community, Elohim kein nimlochim b'tzibur, unless one first consults with the community that they're okay with that particular leader. Shenemar, as it says, Re'u, Kro Hashem b'shem Bezalel, that Hashem said, Hashem proclaimed Bezalel to be part of the leadership. Omar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hashem turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, Moshe, hogun olecho Bezalel, are you okay? Do you think that Bezalel is worthy of being a leader of this undertaking to be an influential and instrumental part of building the Mishkan? Omar loy, Moshe said, Rebbeinu Shelaylam, im lefonecha hogun, lefonai lekolshkin, if it's worthy before you, then of course it's even more certainly it's worthy before me. Omar loy, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, afal pikein leich emor lohem, go and ask Klal Yisrael, the community who are going to have Bezalel as part of their leadership, ask them if they're okay with it. Holach v'omar lem Yisrael, Moshe went and asked Klal Yisrael, hogun aleichem Bezalel, are you okay that Bezalel is going to be part of the leadership? Omar omruloi, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, im lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if in front of Hashem, before Hashem, ulefanecha, and before you Moshe, who hogun, he's worthy, lefoneinu lekolshken, he's certainly worthy before us. And from here you see that before appointing a leader on a community, one should ask the community first, are you okay with this leader? Continues the Gemara, Omer Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Reb Yoinasan. Bezalel, the word Bezalel, what do the letters Bezalel mean? They read Bezel, kill, in the shadow of Hashem. And the Gemara now explains, Al Shem Chochmosoi Nikra, he was given this name because of his Chochmah, because of the wisdom that he demonstrated, as we're about to see. B'shosh Omar Le'akadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, when Hashem told Moshe to build the Mishkan and the Kelim in the Mishkan, Leich Emor Loi LeBetzalel Aseili Mishkan Oroin V'Kelim, go and instruct Bezalel that he should make for me the Mishkan, the Oroin, and the other Kelim, the other vessels of the Mishkan. Holach Moshe v'hofach, Moshe turned it over, he turned it round. V'omaro, he said to Bezalel, Asei oroin v'kelim u'mishkon. First make the oroin and the other vessels, and then make the mishkon itself. Omar Loi, Bezalel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher, Min hogei shel oilom, the normal practice in the world, Odom boine bayis, v'charkach machnis l'toichei kelim. You first build a home, and then you put the vessels inside it. V'ata omer asei li orin v'kelim o mishkon, but you're saying the opposite. You're saying first make the orin and the vessels, and then make the mishkon. Kelim shani oise leichon achnisim. I'll make the orin and the vessels. Where will I put them? I'll have no home for them. Shemo kach omar locha kodesh baruch hu. Could it be that Hashem told you, asei mishkon orin v'kelim? First make the mishkon, and only then the orin and the other vessels. Omar loy, Moshe said to him, Shemo b'tzel keil hoyisa v'yodato. Were you in the shadow of Hashem, and that's how you knew that indeed Hashem told me, first make the Mishkan, and then make the vessels? So because Bezalel had so much chochma, that's why he was called Bezalel b'tzel keil. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Yudah Marav. Yodea hoyo Bezalel l'tzorif oisio shenivru ben shemayim v'oretz. Bezalel knew the letters, how to join the letters with which the heaven and the earth were created. Rashi brings that in the Sefer Yetzirah, we see that the way the world was created was by means of a tziruf, of joining different letters together. How do we see that Bezalel held the secret of creation in his mind, in his hands? Ksiv hoch, it says in the Pasuk, Vayimale oysoi ruach elikim b'chochmo b'tvuno uvedas. Hashem filled Bezalel with the heavenly spirit, ruach elikim, with chochma, wisdom, with bina, with tvuno, with understanding, uvedas, and with knowledge. Uchsiv hosom, and regarding the creation of the world, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem b'chochmo yosad oretz, Hashem founded the earth with wisdom, that's the chochma, koinein shamayim b'tvuna, and he established the heavens with understanding, that's the tvuna. Uchsiv, it says afterwards, b'daitoi tohimuis nivko, through knowledge, through das, the depths of the world were cleaved. So you see that Bezalel was given the same qualities, Chochma, Tvuna, and Das, which were the qualities with which Hashem created the world. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisein Chochma elo lemi sheyesh bei Chochma. Hashem only gives wisdom to somebody who already has wisdom. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Yoav Chochmasa lechakimin, Hashem gives wisdom to the wise, umanda liyede bina, and he gives knowledge to those who know understanding. And there's always the question, how can you say that Hashem gives wisdom to the wise? What made him wise before Hashem gave him the wisdom? And there the Sfarim speak about the different explanations. One of the classic ones is that being wise doesn't mean you have wisdom, it means that you yearn wisdom, you're asking and begging for the wisdom. Somebody who's got that level of wisdom, that he understands that he should be searching for the wisdom, that's the type of wise person Hashem will actually give the Chochmah to. Continues the Gemara, Shomar Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arova, Rav Tachlifa who lived in Eretz Yisrael, in the West, he heard the following statement, Va'omro kamei derbavo, and he said it to Rebavo. Omar lei, and Rebavo then said to him, Atun mehosom masnitu lo. You learn from there, from the pasuk that we just mentioned, that Hashem gives wisdom to the wise. And anan mehocha masninan lo. We came to the same conclusion from a different pasuk. Dechsiv says in the pasuk, "Obelev kol chacham lev." In the hearts of the wise hearted, nosati chokma, I have put wisdom. So you see from there that you need to be wise in order to deserve wisdom. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Chisda. We're now going to bring a number of different quotes from Rav Chisda concerning dreams. Says Rav Chisda, "Kol chaloim." A person can dream any dream, it's okay, v'loy tavos, but not the dream that a person dreamed whilst he was fasting. V'omer v'chizda, also said, Chelmo deloy mifshar, a dream that's not been interpreted, that doesn't make any sense to the person who dreamt it, ke'igarto deloy makario, is like a letter that's not been read and understood and comprehended. For Omar of Chizda, Rav Chizda said, loy chelmo tovo mekayim kuloy, a positive dream is, one can assume, it's not going to be fulfilled in its entirety. Veloy chelmo bisha mekayim kuloy, nor does a negative dream, a bad dream, also will not be fulfilled in its entirety. V'omar of Chizda, chelma bisha odif michelma tova, it's better, it's more advantageous to have a negative dream, and then the fear will keep a person on the straight and narrow, it will make him do tshuva and fear Hashem, rather than a positive dream, which will not necessarily bring him any closer to Hashem. V'omar of Chizda, chelma bisha atzivusei mistaye. When somebody has a bad dream, a dream that's telling him something bad will happen, the sadness, the worry that he's going to have consequent to the dream suffices. It's enough that the dream does now not have to actually be fulfilled. Chelma tova, chedve mistaye. But when somebody has a positive dream, then the joy, the simcha that he has from the dream, is a fulfillment of the dream. Says the Gemara, concerning the happiness that comes from a pleasant and a good dream, Omer Rav Yosef said, Chelma tova, a good dream, afilu ledidi, even a person like myself who was blind and did not have a lot of pleasures in the world, b'dichusei mefak chole, the joy that I had from a positive dream is enough to be in place of the positive tidings that the dream actually came to tell me. Continues the Gemara, V'omar of Chizda, Chelma bisha kosha minagda. A negative dream, having a bad dream, is even worse than getting smacked, than getting lashed. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, V'alikim oso shayiru milafonov, Hashem acted in a way that we should have fear of Hashem. V'omar Rabbi Bar Bachon, Om Rabbi Yechanon, Zeh Haloim Ra. This is referring to a negative dream, that by giving a person a negative dream, he fears Hashem, and it helps him do tshuva and stay on the straight and narrow. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Hanovi Ashe Itoi Haloim Yesaper Haloim. A prophet with a dream, he's going to say over a dream. V'ashe Dvorai Itoi, Yudabir Dvorai Emes. But a prophet who comes with my words, says Hashem, he's going to speak the words of truth. Ma leteven es habor nu'um Hashem. How can the chaff compare to the wheat, says Hashem. And this is, Yirmiyahu Hanavi was saying this when he was trying to argue and negate the prophets that were not real prophets, the false prophets. Elo. So ask the Gemara, V'chima inyun bor v'teven eitzel chaloim. Yirmiyah is talking about the false prophets who just coming with dreams, and then the apostle continues, Ma l'teven es habor n'um Hashem, how can the chaff compare to the wheat? What's coming with a dream got to do with chaff and wheat? Says the Gemara, Elo omar yoichonon mishum rabshim ben yoichai, Kashem she'ef shelabor b'loy teven, in the same way as it's impossible to have wheat without any chaff mixed in it, kach i'ef shelachaloyim b'loy dvarim b'teilim, it's impossible to have a dream that there isn't some part of the dream which is just like chaff. It's senseless and it's not part of the real part, of the truthful part of the dream. Omer Brechia, even if though a person sees that part of a dream is being fulfilled, one can assume that its entirety will not be fulfilled. As we said, part of the dream is compared to chaff and is not the truth. Minolon, where do we know this from? Mi Yosef. We know this from the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik in the Chumash. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'hine Hashemesh V'yireach. Yosef told his brothers that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars are going to bow down in front of him. Now, who are these referring to? It was referring to his father Yaakov Avinu, his mother Rachel Imenu, and his 11 brothers. Vahi Shaita Imeloi Havas. Yet we know that the very time that he had the dreams, his mother was no longer alive. So you see that with all the profoundness of Yosef's dreams, there was part in it that was not the truth, and it was the fact that his mother was coming to bow down to him. Continues the Gemara. Omar Reb Levi, Lo'olam yetzape odom l'chaloyim toiv ad 22 shana. A person can hope for his dreams to be fulfilled, even if it takes 22 years. Where do we know this? Minolon. Mi'Yosef. We see from Yosef HaTzadik that he dreamt, we just saw that he had the dream that his brothers and his father was going to come and bow down to him. How long did it take for that dream to be fulfilled? 22 years. The Gemara is going to explain. The Chassid, it says, Eile toldos Yaakov, Yosef ben 17 shana v'goymer. These are the children of Yaakov, and Yosef was 17 years old. That's when he had the dreams. Chassid, it says, V'yosef ben 30 shana b'omdei lifnei paroi. When he first stood in front of paroi, he was 30 years old. Min shavsri atlos in kamahava. How many years are there between 17 and 30? Tlasri, there are 13 years. V'shev desava, and we know that after Yosef stood in front of Pari, there was another 7 years, the plentiful years, with where Mitzrayim had all the food that they needed for all the coming years. Uvatarti dekafna, and then there were 2 years of famine, and only consequent to those 2 years of famine, Yaakov and the brothers actually came down to bow down to him. Ho'esrimushtaim. So you see that it was 22 years from when he had the dream until it was fulfilled. And that's where the Gemara Reb Levi said that you can expect a dream to be fulfilled even after 22 years. Continues the Gemara Omar of Huna. La'odom toiv ein marin loy chaloim toiv. One does not show a good dream to a good person, because a good dream is so rewarding, it will be as if a person is eating a chunk of his reward that is deserving to him in the world to come, in this world. La'odom ra ein marin loy chaloim ra. But a bad person, Hashem does not show him a bad dream. In that way, he's going to live out the years in this world, getting rewarded for the few averus he did. And when he gets to the Olam Emes, he'll get the punishment that he deserves. Tanina Mihochi, you also learnt in a Braisa, Kol Shnoisov Shel David, all the years of David HaMelech's life, Loira Chaloim Toiv, he did not see a good dream, because he was a good person. And to a good person, one doesn't show a good dream. V'chol shnoisov shel Achitofel, and all the years of Achitofel's life, and he was a bad person, lo yiro'o chaloim ra, he did not see any negative dreams, because one does not show a negative dream to a bad person. Says the Gemara, V'oksiv, lo yisu'uno eilecho ro. David HaMelech was told and said, no evil will befall him. V'omer of Chizda, Omer Abir Meba'aba, Sheloi Yavhilucha, Loi Chaloi Meisroim, V'loi Rurim Roim, that neither negative dreams nor evil thoughts will confuse you, will confound you. V'nega Loi Krav Bolecha, and the Apostle continues that a plague will not come anywhere near his tents. Sheloi Timtso Ishta Chosofik Nida, B'shoa Shata Bomin Aderech, that when this person, referring to David in that case, is going to come home, he won't find his wife in a situation of sofik nida and not knowing how close he can get to her. Either way, we see from these psukim where he said lo yav hilucha lo yichaloim yisroim, that we see that David HaMelech was given a reward that he would not see any bad dreams and he would see good dreams. We just now saw, this seems to be contrary to what we saw, that a good person is not shown good dreams. Elo says the Gemara, Ihu lo yichozilei, achrin yichozilei. This, a good person, a tzaddik, he himself does not see any bad dreams, but which is what it says, lo yisuno eilecho ro, but other people could see bad dreams concerning him. And the truth is, in our version of the Gemara, this is a little bit difficult, because the braisa we started was that a good person is not shown a good dream. It doesn't say anywhere that he's shown a bad dream. So what's the question, lo yisuno eilecho ra, that he will not be shown a bad dream? what's the contradiction? And the truth is, Rashi has a different version in the Gemara. Rashi initially said in Rav Huna that La'odom Toiv, one shows bad dreams. A good person is shown a bad dream, and a bad person is shown a good dream, and similar to the way we explained, a good person is shown a bad dream because it will make him become closer to Hashem, and a bad person is shown a good dream in order that he should get his reward. And on that, the question is, how can you say that a good person is shown a bad dream when Lo Yisune Lecha Ra, when David HaMelech says that it's a bad thing if a good person is shown a bad dream? And then we can understand the contradiction that the Gemara is asking. And the answer is that when Rav Huna said that a tzaddik is shown a bad dream, it doesn't mean that he himself is shown the bad dream. No, Lo Yisune Lecha Ra. But other people are shown bad dreams about him. That is the reward that a tzaddik gets with the bad dreams. Continues the Gemara, what have we just seen now? That a good person is going to be shown a bad dream. And then the Gemara says he's not going to be shown a bad dream, but somebody else will see the bad dream for him. But he certainly will not be shown a good dream, because, and according to the version we're learning now with Rashi's text in the Gemara, that a good person is not shown a good dream. And we even had a reason to say that he's shown a bad dream because that will help him get closer to Hashem. So we assume that a tzaddik does not see any dreams. Asks the Gemara, v'chiloi chazi'iu, if the tzaddik himself doesn't see any dreams, ma'al yusahi, is that an advantage? V'omer Reb Zeira said, kol halon shiva yomim b'loi chaloim, anyone who does not have a dream for 7 days, nikra ra, is called evil. Is called a bad person. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'sovea yolin bal yipoked ra. So normally the way we understand that is that somebody who rests satisfied, v'sovea yolin bal yipoked ra, then he will not be visited with evil. But says the Gemara, al tikru sovea, don't read it sovea as meaning satisfied, elo sheva as meaning seven. And then we will read the pasuk as follows. V'sheva yolin, if for 7 days you sleep, bal yipoked, and you don't have any dreams, ra, then you're bad. So how can you say that this tzaddik does not see any dreams? Somebody who doesn't see dreams is called ra, is called bad. Says the Gemara, Ela hochi ka'omar, techozo v'lo yoda mai chozo. A negative dream he's not going to see. Lo yisunei lechora. Other people will dream negative dreams about this tzaddik? Yes. Positive dreams himself, he won't see positive dreams because we don't want him to become complacent. However, he will see a positive dream, but he will forget the dream as soon as he wakes up. He won't have any knowledge of the dream. And that way, because he had the dream, he's not in the bracket of the Sovea Yolin Bali Pokedra. However, the complacency, which is negative for a good person by having the good dreams, that he won't have, because when he wakes up, he won't actually remember or have any knowledge of the positive dream. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna Bar Ami, Omar Rav Pedos, Omar Rav Yochanan, Horoye Chaloim V'Nafshoi Aguma. Somebody who sees a dream, and in his spirit, in his soul, he's very distressed. He should go to in the presence of three people and have the dream interpreted. Asks the Gemara, Yifterenu? He should have it interpreted? V'omer Rav Chisda said, Chelma deloy mefasher, a dream that's not been interpreted, ke'igarto deloy mekaria, it's like a letter that's not been read. And as long as the letter has not been read, it doesn't have any meaning. As long as the dream has not been interpreted, then it's not so dangerous. Once you interpret the dream, then it can potentially become very negative. Says the Gemara, Ela Eima Yativenu Bifnei Shleisha. Not as we said before, that he should have it interpreted by three people. No, he should have it Yativenu. He should go in front of three people and he should have it remedied. They should make it into a positive. They should turn whatever the dream was into something good. And now the Gemara is going to tell us, how does one do hatovas chaloim? How can you turn a dream, even though it's a strange dream and he's not sure, he feels this dream might be a bad one, how can he turn it into something good? The Gemara is going to explain. Leisa, Tlasa, Velemelu, he should bring three people together and he should say to them as follows. Chelma tovo chazoi, I've seen a good dream. Velemru lehanoch, and those three people should reply to him. Tovahu v'tovah lehava, it is good and may it be good, it should be good. Rachmona l'shavye letov, Hashem should turn it into good. Shva zimnin ligzru aloch min shemaya d'lehava tovah, may it be decreed upon you 7 times from Shemaim that it be good. V'yehave tovah, and indeed it should be good. This is what the three people answer back to the person who had a dream. Continues the Gemara, what else, what psukim should this person say, or should the three people say in front of this person? V'leimru, they should say in front of the one who had the dream, shalosh hafuchos, 3 psukim that talk about transforming something, because we want to transform a potentially bad and dangerous dream into something good. V'sholish peduyos, they should also say in front of him 3 psukim that are to do with redemption. V'sholish shloimos, and 3 psukim that are to do with peace. And the Gemara is now going to tell us what these psukim are. Sholish hafuchos, which 3 psukim do they say in front of him that are to do with transformation? So the first one is, says the Gemara, hofachto mispedi lemochil li, you've transformed my hesped, my lament, into a dancing for me. Pitachto saki v'tazreini simcha, you undid my sackcloth and the reason that I was in pain, and you girded me with gladness. Oz tismach besula b'mochil, that's the second pasuk, that the maiden shall rejoice with dance. Ubachurim uzakeinim yachtov, and young men and old men will rejoice together. V'hofachti evlom l'sosoin, I will transform their mourning into joy. That's the second pasuk, where there's a transformation of something negative into something positive. And the third pasuk is v'loy ovo Hashem elikecho lishmoya el biloim v'yahafeich. Hashem was not willing to listen to Bilam, who was trying to curse Klal Yisrael, and he transformed the curses that Bilam intended to say, he transformed them into brachis. Sholish peduyos, what are the 3 brachas that these 3 people say that speak about redemption? They go as follows. Dechsiv, the first one is Podo v'sholoim nafshi mikrov li, that he redeemed my soul in peace from the battles against me. That was 1 pidyon that David HaMelech spoke about, a redemption. Uvduye Hashem yeshuvun. The second one is that the redeemed of Hashem, those that Hashem will redeem, will return and come back to Eretz Yisrael with song and joy. The third one is Vayomer Ha'om El Shol. The people said to Shol, Hayonason Yomus Asha Oso Ayeshua, could it be that Yonason has died, the one who achieved the salvation for Klal Yisrael? It cannot be. And the pasuk there continues, Vayomer Omel Shol Hayonason Yomus Asha Oso Ayeshua Gdoil Azeis Pishol Cholilo Chay Hashem Mipol Misaras Roishe Arzo Ki Im Elikim Oso Ayomer Zeva Yiftu Ha'omes Yonason Veloy Meis. The people redeemed Yonason and he did not die. This is the 3rd pasuk where one mentions redemption. Continues the Gemara, Sholosh Shloimos, what are the 3 psukim that these 3 people say to the person who had a bad dream that mention peace? Dechsiv, the first one, says the Gemara, Boirei Niv Sfosayim, I will create a new speech on his lips. And what will it say? Shalom, shalom, peace, peace, larochik v'lakoriv, for the far and those who are near. Omar Hashem Urufosiv, says Hashem, and I will heal Klal Yisrael. The 2nd pasuk is V'ruach Lovsho Es Amosai, the spirit came upon Amosai, and the pasuk carries on, Roish HaSholishim L'cho David V'Amosai, Imcho ben Yishai, Sholoim, Sholoim lecho, v'sholoim leizrecho, ki azorcho elikecho v'ikablim David v'hitnim b'roish hagdud. Where Sholoim is mentioned a number of times in this posuk. The third posuk is v'amartem koi lechoi, and say to him, such is for life, v'ato Sholoim, uveischo Sholoim, peace should be upon you, and peace should be upon your household, etc. These are the three psukim of peace that are said in front of the person who had a bad dream. Continues the Gemara. Ameimer umarzutra v'Rav Ashi, these three chachomim, havayosri behada adodi, they were sitting together. Omri, they said to each other, kol chad v'chad minon, leima milsa de leishmiya leilechavrei. Let each of one say something that the other two has never heard before. Posach chad minayu v'omar. One of them started and said as follows, Hai man de chozo chelma, somebody who saw a dream, v'leyodo mai chozo, he does not know what he's seen. Leikam kame kohana, he should stand in front of the kohanim, be'idne de porosi yodayu, at the time that they are doing birchas kohanim in the chazoras hashatz of the tefillah, v'lei mahochi, and he should say to them the following, in front of them he should say the following tefillah, Ribbono shel olam, Hashem, Ani shelach, I am yours, v'chalomisai shelach, and my dreams are yours, chalom cholamti, I dreamt a dream, v'eini yodea mahu, I don't know what its meaning is. Bein shecholamti ani la'atzmi, whether I dreamt about myself, ubein shecholmu li chaverai, or whether others dreamt about me, ubein shecholamti al achirim, or whether I dreamt about others, im tovim heim, if the dreams are good ones, chazkeim v'amtzim, strengthen them and fortify them, k'chalamosav shel Yosef, like the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik, that were strong, they were fulfilled, and they turned out well. V'im tzrichim refuah, but if they require healing, which means if the dreams are boding such not such good things, then refuahim, heal them, kimei moro al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, like the waters of moro that the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu turned them from bitterness to sweetness, u'kemiriam mitzorato, and like you healed Miriam Hanaviah when she had her tzoras, u'kechizkiyo mecholyoi, and like you healed the melech Chizkiyo from his illness, and like you healed the waters of Yerichoi through Elisha, in the same way as you transformed the intentioned curses of Bilam, you transformed them into brachos, so too you should transform all potentially negative dreams of me, to me, about me, you should transform them to the goodness. Umasayim Bahadi Kahani, and he finished the Amira who was saying this, said that the person who's saying this tefillah should try and make sure to finish this tefillah at the same time as the Kohanim finish the Birchas Kohanim, the Oni Tzibura Amen, so that when the congregation say Amen to the bracha of the Birchas Kohanim, it will also have effect on this tefillah which he has said to Hashem about his dreams. Ve'iloi, if he finishes this tefillah too quickly before the Kohanim end the Birchas Kohanim, what should he do in the meantime? Lei mahachi, in the meantime he should say as follows, Adir Bamorim, the mighty one in heaven, Shoichin Begvura, the one who dwells in power, Ator Sholoim, you are peace, V'shimcho Sholoim, your name is peace, Yehirotzin Milfonecho, it should be your will, Shetosim Oleinu Sholoim, that you should grant us with peace. Continues the Gemara, Posach Idoch V'omar, the other Amoira, a second Amoira, began to say the following, Hai man do'oye lemosa, if somebody is going into a city, V'dochil me'ein abisha, he's afraid of eye and horror, literally translated an evil eye, Linkoit zukofo de yodo de yumina, he should take the thumb of his right hand, be yodo de smaller, and place it into his left hand, uzkofo de yodo de smaller, and he should place the thumb of his left hand, be yodo de yumina, in his right hand, v'lei mahochi, and he should say as follows, ano ployni bar ployni, I so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, Mizaro de Yosef Kosina, I come I'm a descendant of Yosef HaTzadik. Deleishol to be a nebisha, that no ayin hara has any power over his descendants. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, ben poiras Yosef, which means that Yosef was a charming son. Ben poiras ale oyin, he was charming to the eye. Ale oyin means onto the eye. Al tikri ale oyin, do not pronounce it ale oyin, onto the eye. Rather elo oile ayin, means raising over the eyes, meaning that Yosef can overpower the power, the evil of an ayin hora. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina Oma Mirhocha. He brings a different source from where we see that the descendants of Yosef HaTzadik are not under the influence of any ayin hara, because it says in the pasuk that Yaakov gave a bracha to Yosef and to his descendants, v'yidgu l'roiv b'kerev ha'aretz, that the children of Yosef will become abundant and many like the fish within the land. Says the Gemara, ma dogim shebayom, in the same way as the fish at sea, mayim mechasim aleim, the water covers over the fish, ve'ein ayin rosh u'letes behen, and hence people don't see the fish, and no ayin hara will overpower them, will happen to them. Af zarei shel Yosef, so too the descendants and offspring of Yosef HaTzadik, ein ayin rosh u'letes behen, no ayin hara has any power over them. And this Amora finished off, v'i dochil me'ein nebisha delei, and if a person is afraid of his own ayin hara, he's making ayin hara on himself, lechaze atarfa denechire desmola, then he should look at the surface of his left nostril. Others say that when it says that he's afraid of ayin nebisha delei, it doesn't mean that he's going to cause an ayin hara to himself, but if he's afraid that he's going to cause an ayin hara to somebody else, and then what he should do is he should look at the surface of his left nostril. Continues the Gemara, Pasach idoch v'omar, the third Amora said the following teaching, Hai man decholash, if somebody becomes weak, he becomes ill. The first day that he's not feeling well, he shouldn't tell anyone else about it. In order that his mazel should not become any worse. But if he does not become better after that first day, he doesn't become healed, legally he should tell other people about his situation in order that they should daven for him. We found there was a similar incident with Rava. Ki have a cholish, when Rava became sick, yoyme kama loyme gali, on the first day that he wasn't feeling well, he did not reveal it to anyone. Mikan ve'elach, but from the second day and on, and he was still feeling ill, Omer li l'shame, he said to the person that was serving him, Puk achriz, go and announce to everybody, Rava cholash, that Rava is ill. Mandarochim li, somebody who loves me, liboyolei rachmi, he'll beg Hashem for mercy on my behalf. Umanda sonili, and the one who hates me, lechtili, let him be happy that I'm sick. Uchsivin, it says in the pasuk, binefoil o yivcho al tismach, when your enemies fall, you should not be glad. Ubikoshloi al yogil libecho, and when your enemy stumbles, your heart should not be joyous. Penhire Hashem, but because if Hashem sees that you're rejoicing over your enemy's downfall, v'heishiv me'olov apoy, and Hashem will turn away his anger from this enemy of yours. Sarava was hoping that his enemies would be happy that he's ill, and that way Hashem hopefully will remove the illness from him. Continues the Gemara. And we're going now back to the topic of the dreams. Shmuel ki hava chozi chel mebisha. When Shmuel would see a bad dream, Omar, he would say the following, V'chaloimois hashov yudabeiru. Dreams speak lies. Ki hava chozi chel metova. When he would see a good dream, Omar, he would say, V'chia chaloimois hashov yudabeiru. Do dreams speak lies? V'oksiv b'chaloim adabir boy. Does the pasuk not say that Hashem speaks to people via the medium called dreams? So of course they don't speak lies. And he would say this when he had a good dream. Now, the truth is that these two psukim, or the two ways, that, on the one hand it says that chaloyim is shavi daberu, on the other pasuk it says bechaloyim adaber boy, they're a type of contradiction between each other. Just the way Shmuel dealt with it was, when he had a bad dream, he would say that dreams speak lies, and when he had a good dream, he would say bechaloyim adaber boy. But Rava actually asked a contradiction between these two psukim. Ksiv, in one pasuk it says bechaloyim adaber boy, that I speak with him via a medium called dreams. Uchsiv, in another pasuk, says v'chaloyim yisashov yidaberu, that dreams speak lies. And these seem to be contradicting each other. If dreams say lies, they cannot be a form of prophecy and a way of communication with Hashem. Loi kashe, Rava answers the contradiction. Kan alidei shed. When a malach, an angel, is the one that has to do is bringing the dreams, then it's a type of nevuah, it's the way Hashem is communicating with a person. But when it's a shade, which is a type of a demon or some other spirit or power that is causing the dream, in that case you can assume that it's lies. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Bizna Bar Zavda Omar Rabbi Akiva. In the name of Rabbi Akiva they said as follows: Omar Rabbi Padno Omar Rav Nochum Omar Rabbi Biraim. It was said, there was a Masaira, a tradition in the name of Rabbi Biraim, who said in the name Mishum Zokin Echod, of a particular certain elder. And the Gemara says, Umanu, who was this certain elder that we have a tradition that the following was said in his name? Rabbi Bano. His name was Rabbi Bano. And what did Rabbi Bano say? He said as follows: Esrim v'arbo poisri chaloyim is hoyu b'Yerushalayim. There were 24 people in Yerushalayim that had the ability to interpret dreams. Pam achas chalamti chaloyim, I once had a dream. V'olachti etzal kulam, I went to each one of these 24 interpreters. Uma sheposar li ze, loy posar li ze. And in the way that one interpreted it, the other one did not interpret it. Which means that he received 24 different interpretations to the same dream. V'kulam niskayim ubi, and every single one of those interpretations actually materialized. L'kayim ha-shenemar, and this is a fulfillment of the pasuk that says, kol ha-chaloyim ha-shulchin achar ha-peh, dreams follow the mouth. Depending on how a person verbally interprets a dream, that's exactly what the dream is going to be worth. And since the 24 people interpreted the dream in 24 different ways, all of them actually materialized. Now the Gemara asks, Otu kola chaloyim yishoilchin achar apeh? Krohu? Is it a posuk or something that it's so clear that all dreams follow the interpretations that are said by the mouth? Rebbeinu said this, lekayim ma shenemar, it's a fulfillment of what it says, that dreams follow the mouth. It seems it's a pasuk. Is there any makor, is there a pasuk for such a thing? Says the Gemara in. Yes, this principle has a source in the pasuk. Uktu Belozo. Da'omer Belozo. Belozo said, minayin shekol ha'chaloyim yishoilchin achar ha'peh. Where do we have a source for this concept that dreams go after its interpretation? Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, vayehi kasher posar lonu kein hoyo. By Yosef HaTzadik it says that just as he interpreted it, that's how it happened. So you see that it's the interpretation that causes a dream to materialize the way it does. Omar Rava. It's only true to say that a dream will materialize depending on the way it was interpreted, is if the interpretation has some connection with the content of the dream. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, ish kachaloimoy posar. Yosef, he interpreted the dream that was in accordance with the dream itself. So you see that the interpretation has to be somehow related to what he actually dreamt. Continues the Gemara, Vayar Sar Ha'ifim. The pasuk says that the Sar Ha'ifim saw Kitoiv Posar, that Yosef HaTzadik had interpreted the dream of the Sar HaMashkim correctly. Asks the Gemara, Mino Yoda, how did the Sar Ha'ifim know that Yosef's interpretation of the Sar HaMashkim's dream was accurate? Omer Belozo, Melamed shekol echod ve'echod hereyu chaloimoi. Each one, the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim, who both had dreams in the prison where Yosef was, not only did they have their own dreams, which was nagia to them, that was something to do with them, upisroin chaloimoi shel chaveiroi. Each one also dreamt the interpretation of his friend's dream. And that's what it says. Vayara Sar HaOifim kitoiv posar. The Sar HaOifim realized that Yosef interpreted the dream of the Sar HaMashkim. It was accurate according to what the Sar HaOifim himself saw was the interpretation of the dream of the Sar HaMashkim. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan hishkim v'nofa loy posuk l'toich piv. If a person wakes up and he suddenly feels that a certain posuk is in his mouth, he feels that his mouth is verbalizing some posuk, harezu nevua ktano, it's some type, a minor type of prophecy, and it's there to teach him, it's some message for him, and he should contemplate into the meaning of this posuk and what it could be telling him to do or not to do. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, shloisho chaloimois miskaimin. There are three types of dreams that one can assume are going to be fulfilled. Chaloim shel shachris, a dream that one sees in the morning just before waking up. Vechaloim shecholam loy chaveiroi, a dream that his friend dreamt about him. Vechaloim sheniftar b'tei chaloim, and a dream that is interpreted within a dream. V'yeshoimer, and some say, af chaloim shenishne, a dream that a person sees once and is repeated a second time, one can assume that it's likely to be fulfilled. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, va'al hishonois hachaloim, because of the repetition of the dream, that Pari saw the dream twice, that's what made it so clear that it was going to be fulfilled. Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to carry on from here.